Well, I guess because my undergraduate degree was, I obtained my undergraduate degree in UK, so I think that it's really, really important to be immersed in an English-speaking environment. So I would say that the fact that you're trying to interact with others whose whose mother language is English is a very useful experience in learning English. And I think that watching TV and also, listening to news and so on, those are really helpful in terms of learning English.
So what kind of program did you watch?
Well, I watch the news, of course, obviously, but then I would also watch some programs, TV programs, and such as Silk is just like certain BBC programs that you can watch online. Yeah.
Okay, so when you first go to Europe, the UK, do you find challenging in the environment to use English to communicate?
Yeah, I think it's really different when we compare learning English in Hong Kong and speaking in general, like daily conversation in the UK. So I went to the UK. I started my studies in the UK when I was in lower sixth, which is the equivalent of form six in Hong Kong. And previously, I was studying in Hong Kong at a Chinese medium school. So basically, Chinese is a daily language that I use to communicate with others. I would say that it's really different because previously I learned English for the sake of exams, like for HKCE or just for school exams. But then when it comes to daily conversation, it's actually not very sufficient. So I would say that it's actually quite challenging.
So did you have English class in your high school?
You mean in the UK? Not really. So I really need to pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Well, yeah, I do. Well, I do read some English books, and I really do enjoy reading certain classics such as Tale of Two Cities. I've recently finished it, which is, it took me quite a while. But then, yeah, I think Tale of Two Cities, and I did read 1984. Those are really good books, and I think that you really get the sense of how English works when you read.
So what do you like about Tale of Two Cities?
Oh, I think that it's a really, really, it's actually criticizing the phenomenon and after the French Revolution, and I think that it's really interesting to see how people actually interact back then and how politics was back then, and also what happened after the French Revolution. And I actually learned a lot of new words as well, because it's actually a very classical English literature book. Ish. So I think that it's a very good experience for me.